All right, right now we're going to welcome in a guest this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Northwest Corner Gives is a COVID-19 relief grant program, which is being put on by the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation. And with us this morning here on Robin Hood Radio, we have Julie Scharnberg. Julie, I hope I got your name right there. Did I get it right?
Absolutely. Yes, you did. Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks for joining us. So now, of course, we here at Robin Hood Radio have been familiar with Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation for a while and how they help out. Give us the lowdown. Northwest Corner Gives. What was the inception of this? What was the idea behind it? And to give us some of a few of the details right up front.
Well, our grant making this year obviously has been significantly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, and Northwest Corner Gives was sort of a second wave of response in order to get significant grants out to as many organizations as possible. And in order to make those grants as inclusive of the community as possible, because we know that there are so many people out there who just felt like there was so much going on, they wanted to help, and what could they do? And so this is our first foray into crowdfunding. So our grant applications came in, and we gave the grant awards out, and there's a crowdfunding component to each one of them. So in order to get as much cash out the door to the organizations, early on, we gave them half of their grant award up front because we know that many organizations got hit immediately in terms of programs they were no longer able to run, in terms of their sources of revenue, just really took a big nosedive. So we wanted to try to offset that as much as possible. So we started out with the 50% of their grant award. And then the organization was responsible for raising 25% of their grant award, which we would then match dollar for dollar up to their grant award. Now, we left the platform open until July 31st so that even organizations who met their goal early on could continue to fundraise, because we know that so many of them had events happening over the summer and into the fall and even into the winter. These are big fundraising events, bringing in, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to these organizations that they had to cancel, you know, almost on a moment's notice. And they were left wondering, you know, how were they going to raise money? How were they going to replace those dollars? And I'm so pleased to report that, you know, as of today, we have only 16 out of 53 campaigns still open. 16 are still left open. And many of those organizations that met their goals have exceeded it, which was, honestly, that's my wish for everyone, that they not only meet their goals, but they exceed them, because this is such a crucial time for them to raise money to continue their operations and really stabilize their operations.
Now, for the person who's listening here, where did the money come from that you're giving in the portion? Because, of course, what most people are aware of the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, but you have funds within your foundation which put up funds to help this, right?
Absolutely, we do. The lead funder was the Draper Foundation Fund, which is an incredible donor advised fund that is under our foundation. The community came out in force. I am just humbled by the response of the community. There was just so much outpouring from local organizations, even our fellow philanthropic colleague, the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, partnered with us on some of these grants, which was wonderful. And we just, I can't say enough about the community support to date, and I'm just so pleased we've been able to find a way for people to help in whatever way moves them. We had such a wide variety of people who applied for grants. I mean, and right now, the remaining campaigns cover early childhood, education and programming there, special therapies. We have two equine therapy organizations. We have people that focus on healthcare, mental health, children's health, cancer health. We have a couple of first responders who submitted applications, and we know how important they have been lately and how hard they've been working, critical human services, you know, and we even have one environmental group still in there. So we had a wide variety of applicants, and they still need your support. And even if people go to the website, northwestcornergives.org, you know, they can see which campaigns are still open, but they may also see some campaigns of organizations they're very familiar with and that they really like and would like to support. And every dollar at this time can count. Even if somebody has already met their goal, I would encourage people to take the opportunity to contribute to the nonprofit that speaks to them and speaks to their interest and, you know, the who they want to support and the issues they want to support.
You know, just looking at your website and seeing like the Canaan Child Care Center, they met their grant. The American Mural Project, the After School Program met theirs.
Yes.
But you also have the Cancer Care Fund of Litchfield Hills, which still needs to raise about $4,000 to reach their goal. It's nice to see that the Civic Life Project also reached their goal. You know, it's so important.
Yeah.
We're a nonprofit, and we've received a lot of help locally and also from grant programs, from PPE and the SBA. But there's, you know, in a time like this, there's just not enough money to go around to help everybody out. And that's why a program like this, sourced locally, is so important.
I couldn't agree more. And I really find that tapping into our local community to support the local nonprofits that are doing such incredible work. And what was so interesting is that we even heard from some organizations that I did not even know were part of, you know, were doing work in our community. For example, the New England Paralyzed Veterans. I did not know that there were 67 paralyzed veterans in Litchfield County that rely on this organization for food and utility assistance, very basic needs. And so I got to learn about some new nonprofits doing work in our region, which was an incredible opportunity. And there are some organizations there that I think that people don't know how important they are. I would say somebody might look at Supportive Housing Works, for example, and not understand that they do a lot of homeless prevention work, and that takes a lot of pressure off FISH, which is the homeless shelter in Torrington. To the extent that we can prevent people from becoming homeless, that keeps them out of the shelter, that keeps them in their existing housing, and that keeps a family and an individual on a great path to sustainability and stability.
We're very lucky in this area, and I've said it all along. If you're a senior citizen, we have incredible programs that help senior citizens. If you're a nonprofit, we have several organizations, of which yours is one, which helps nonprofits navigate a rather tricky tricky field of raising funds. But especially in a year like this, a summer like I just can't remember. I'm 67 years old. I've been in both private and now public radio for my whole career. And you just see the needs that are out there. And yet you want everybody to be able to participate and raise that money, because there's just so many charities that help so many people. I don't think people realize the amount of tax dollars are saved by organizations like yours and other organizations that give to nonprofits in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. That is such a great point. And I have to say that, you know, I'm fairly new to philanthropy. I've been at the foundation, you know, a little over 4.5 years, and I have never been more struck by the meaning of community foundation than I have been at this time, because even though this campaign is directing dollars towards specific organizations, we set up a COVID-19 fund that if people just wanted to contribute to the fund and say, look, just wherever you see a need in the community, here, I want to make a contribution to this fund and use those dollars to make future grants. And by pooling the resources of the community, it just the effect has been incredible. I mean, we've given out, gosh, I'm looking at our first round. The first thing we did in March was to stand up a very quick rolling response grant round, then we gave out over $110,000 at that time. And, you know, a lot of those needs were PPE and cleaning and, you know, very basic needs, trying to keep people fed and keep a roof over their head. And this current round gave about $586,000 in grant awards. So we are about $700,000 in grant awards have been given out since mid-March, which is a tremendous response, tremendous, out in the community. And yet, I will tell you that the applications and the amount of money that people requested was significantly higher than that, as you can imagine.
Well, you know, that's one of those things. If you're a nonprofit, like we received PPE and we received SBA, and we received also some funding help from the Foundation for Community Health. So, as a nonprofit, we decided to back off because there's just so many nonprofits in this area that all do good. That it takes a little common sense. But when I look at what you're talking about, the combination of the money that out of your fund, people also giving to your funds to enable this to actually happen, and then the organizations that have to raise the funds on their own to match this, it really is an incredible project.
Yes, thank you. I have to say it's been exciting. It's been really inspiring. The feedback from the nonprofits has been incredibly positive. They've been so thankful to have this opportunity. And like I said, just the fact that we left them, you know, when somebody met their goal, the fact that we didn't say, okay, you're done, you know, and pull them off the platform, the fact that we allowed them to continue to raise dollars. And if you're on the website, you can see that, you know, some of these organizations did a really good job with fundraising, and yet some of these organizations are very small. They're very small, similar to your organization, really tiny shop, and they have to do it all. They have to run their operation, and they have to raise the money. And it's really stressful. So we're just so pleased we've been able to provide such a public, visible platform for people to donate.
Well, if there's people listening right now, the easiest way to find out information about your funds at the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, probably just to go to your website?
Yes. They can go to our foundation website has information. If they want to hear or see this exact campaign that we've been discussing this morning, they can go to a separate website that our communications department built to run this whole thing, and that is northwestcornergives.org. And people are free to call me through the foundation. I'm the grants and program director, so if they have any questions about any of these organizations or their specific campaigns, I am happy to speak to anybody about that. And my number at the foundation is 860-626-1245, extension 113. And we are staggering our work schedules and working remotely, but if they called through the foundation, it will find me.
Oh, Julie, keep up the great work and keep us informed how this goes along and any other opportunities that you have for nonprofits in this region as well.
I will. Thank you, Marshall, and thank you so much for making time. So this campaign is open until Friday night, the 31st of July, up until midnight. People can go grant shopping.
And the easiest way to do it, northwestcornergives.org, northwestcornergives.org.
Yes.
Julie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
It is 7:34 here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.